It's Duffy's Tavern, the Friday night transcribed feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by Chesterfield, the cigarette that has for you what every smoker wants. Mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. The cigarette that brings you Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. By the makers of Anacin, for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. And by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And now, here we go, friends, to Duffy's Tavern, with Burt Gordon as the Mad Russian, Hazel Sherman as Miss Duffy, our guest, Bobby Capo, and starring Archie himself, Ed Gardner.
Duffy's Tavern, where do you eat meat to eat? Archie the man just speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Nice day today, huh? What's nice about it? Oh, I forgot it's your wedding anniversary. What kind of an anniversary present did you give the obese beast? Huh? You took it to El Morocco last night? Oh, that's nice. Did you go formal? Semi-formal. You couldn't find the pants to the tuxedo. Oh. Well, how was the crowd? A wealthy heiress from South America spent $1,000? Why can't we get customers that'll spend that kind of dough? Well, look, Duffy, it takes brains to make $1,000, and if a guy has enough brains to make it, he's got too much brains to come into a joint like this. Well, okay, I'll call you back. Hey, did you hear that, Miss Duffy? A dame spending $1,000 in a nightclub. Do you realize what you can buy for $1,000 today?
Sure. $300 worth of groceries.
But $1,000, how can that El Morocco charge that much for food?
Archie, you're not just paying for the food, you're also paying for the service.
But $1,000, what is the way to do? Take out your appendix?
Not according to Walter Winchell's column.
What do you mean?
Look here. Says here, biggest spender of the week is the South American gold mine heiress, Senorita Carmen Cabana. The glamorous senorita has dropped over 10 grand in Broadway hotspots.
Holy cat, 10,000 grand.
Yeah, the Cabana millions were originally made in Bolivia when the senorita struck a mother lode.
Dame sounds like a real crumb. Striking a mother when she was loaded. Now, maybe it'd be better if we kept her out of here, Miss Duffy. I hate to touch money like that. It's evil gotten gain.
It says the Senorita Cabana is stopping at the plaza.
On second thought, maybe we ought to take some of that wayward money and give it a good home. Excuse me a minute. Hello, Hotel Plaza? Do you have a cabana there? It's rented out. No, look, I'm referring to a wealthy senorita. Uh-huh. What room is she in? The third, fourth, and fifth floors, huh? Well, kindly attach me to her. Hello? Senorita Cabana, please. She's what? She's taking a siesta? Well, dry her off and put her on the phone. Hello, Senorita Cabana? This is Archie, a friendly stranger. Yes, I'm the maestro at the mucho famous Casa del Duffy. Yeah, and I would like you to try our mucho gusto fudo. Yeah, we also have a mucho gusto for show. Huh? Where are we located? We're in the Spanish section. Lost 3rd Avenue and El Bowery. You'll come over tonight, huh? Okay. Olé. Well, she's coming over. Now, let's see. What would put her in a spending mood? Miss Duffy, what do you think would appeal to a Latin senorita?
A Latin senor.
That's an idea. Yeah. Yeah, now where could we find a gigolo, you know? A romantic, dashing Latin type.
How do you do?
Wait a minute, Russian. You're the Spanish type?
In Spain, I am known as a very famous Don.
Don what?
Don't ask me. But if you should ask me, I am better known as the famous bullfighter, El Stinkadoro.
You were a bullfighter?
Most dubiously.
That's pretty hard for me to believe.
It's not easy for me either. But, shall we force ourselves?
Well, why not? I got nothing to lose but my sanity.
I will never forget. There we were standing in the middle of the ring.
Who?
Me and the bull. We were facing each other. What a horrible sight. Those long, crooked teeth. Red, bloodshot eyes. Those big, black nostrils. And the bull was ugly, too, you know.
Me all a god. Now tell me, what happened?
To show my utter contempt, I am turning my back and leaning over to tie my shoelace. The bull starts towards me. Suddenly, high up in the stands, I recognize an old familiar face.
Really? Who was it?
It is me.
Now, come on, Russian. Leave us get back in the ring.
Don't push me. And now the bull waves the red cape in front of me.
Wait a minute. Ain't the cape in your hand?
Yes, but my hand is in the bull's mouth.
Well, what happened next?
The bull jumped towards me.
He lunged?
Lunged. He looked like he didn't have breakfast. He was ferocious.
Well, tell me, was you frightened?
Not for long. About 2 years.
Well, what happened after that?
The bull charged. Time to pull out my sword. The bull snorted. Time to pick up my bugle.
Why did you pick up your bugle?
Time to blow.
Russian, with only a bugle in your hand, it's a wonder you wasn't killed.
Impossible. You see, to fool the bull, I was dressed as a cow. And when the bull came close to me, I whispered, moo. Moo.
So
we've been going steady for the last 6 years.
This is all ridiculous. How are you going to get out of that lie?
Very simple. I'll change the subject.
Okay, leave us talk about me getting a Latin lover down here to help Senorita Cabana spend her money.
Hey, Archie, how about Bobby Capo?
Bobby Cahu?
Bobby Capo. He's that new Latin American movie star. He's in New York now. He's a singer, you know, sort of a Latin Frank Sinatra.
Look, if the dame is going to spend $1,000, maybe we should get somebody with a little bigger appetite. But leave us look him over anyhow, huh?
But where are you going to find him?
Are you kidding? With my motion picture contacts, I'll have him down here in 5 minutes. Hello? United Artists, distributors of the new picture, The Man with My Face? This is Archie, the producer of the picture. Hello? Professional jealousy. I'll try him again.
Hello? United Artists? Let me talk to LB.
Who's LB?
Who knows? There's one in every studio. Hello, LB? Listen, I want you to locate Bobby Capo at the Calderon Studio and send him down to Duffy's Tavern right away. I should drop dead. Listen, LB, do you know who this is you're talking to? This is R.G. You'll send him over right away, huh? Okay, L.B. Hey, this R.G. must be an important guy. I must look him up sometime. Well, Miss Duffy, we're all set.
How do you mean?
Well, with the price I'm going to charge this senorita and a guy like Bobby Capo to help her spend it, she's going to go back to South America with less dough than an honest basketball player.
While Archie is giving his Latin touch to the tavern, let's listen to a couple of smart cucarachas from Hollywood and Vine.
Bob, do you realize we only have one thing in common?
Hardly enough for a happy marriage, is it? What's that, Bing?
Chesterfields, of course. We both like them, we both sell them.
And we'd better get to selling them now. You know, folks, better tasting Chesterfield is the only cigarette that combines for you mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
How do you know they're mild? Well, you just make our mildness test. You buy them, open them up, and enjoy that milder aroma. Then smoke a Chesterfield. You'll know it's milder because it smokes milder.
And Chesterfield leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. That fact has been confirmed by the country's first and only cigarette taste panel. So, always buy Chesterfield.
Let's sum it up musically.
Buy Chesterfield, Chesterfield, the one that proves its case. Yes, Chesterfield's a milder, milder, plus no aftertaste.
Ho, ho, open the pack and give them a sniff.
Then you'll smoke them.
Well, look over the place, Miss Duffy. I think I've South Americaned it up quite a bit. Tell me, does the joint look Latin to you?
As Latin as Patty's pig.
Thank you. Maybe I'd better Spanish it up some more. Now, let's see. Instead of them pig's feet, we can serve cucarachas under glass. And we could give the moose head a close shave so it'll look like a Mexican hairless. And we'll change that sign on that door there to, hombres, better yet, caballos. Yeah, that ought to do it.
Sorry, but the word is caballeros.
Look, bud, who are you trying to teach me Spanish?
I am Bobby Capo.
Oh! Welcome to Duffy's, Senorita Capo. May I bid usted buenas noches to our holy hacienda?
Oh, muchas gracias, Senor Archie.
I love that Spanish talk. tell me, muchacho, ¿plaza la hasta la gacha la master?
¿Plaza la hasta la gusta la moza?
This guy's as phony as I am. Look, kid, you ain't giving me that language you're talking. That ain't Spanish.
That makes us even.
What do you mean?
What you are talking, it ain't English.
Just a minute. Are you trying to tell me I ain't a linguist?
Ah, stop beating your gums.
Stop beating my gums? Just a minute. This is a Latin from Manhattan. Tell me, who taught you this English? Leo DeRocher?
Nah, DeRocher talks lovely.
DeRocher talks... Holy cat, I dig up a guy to entertain a South American senorita, and what do I get? Maxi Rosenblum in a sombrero. Look, Bobby, can't you sort of forget this Brooklyn brogue of yours for just tonight?
Look, bud, no cracks about Brooklyn, see?
What do you mean, no cracks about Brooklyn?
I happen to be a Dodger fan.
Hey, him...
You better start dodging now. Here comes Miss Duffy.
Archie, how about introducing me?
Okay, Miss Duffy, this is Bobby Capo. Bobby, Miss Duffy. Capo, kaput.
Well, how do you do, Signo Capo?
Señorita, mucho gusto de conocerle. Usted es muy graciosa, muy amable, muy agradable.
Likewise, I'm sure. So you're in pictures.
That's right.
Can you act?
I think so.
Can you dance?
Yes.
Can you sing?
Yes.
Have you ever been investigated?
No.
What a lousy actor.
Captain, you happen to be talking to a very prominent Spanish movie star.
So what's so much about that? Who couldn't be a star in a Spanish movie?
You couldn't.
Then why not?
With a figure the size of yours, there wouldn't be room enough left for the subtitles.
Oh, yeah? Well, it may interest you to know that I have exactly the same measurements as Carmen Miranda.
You have the same measurements as Carmen Miranda?
I certainly have. I read in a movie magazine what she measures around the chest, the waist, the legs, and the hips. And I have the same measurements.
Uh-huh. But in what order? Now, please, scram, Miss Duffy.
Archie, hmm? What's wrong with her?
Oh, nothing that Freud couldn't explain in a footnote. Now, look, Bobby, you see, there's a rich South American dame coming down here tonight, and we're trying to run up a big check on her, see? So I'm counting on you to use some of that South American sex appeal on her.
Okay, chum. Gotcha.
Good. Then there's another thing, the way you talk. That, you know, that taxicab Castilian. Please, Bobby, try to forget that Brooklyn for tonight, will you? And stick to Spanish.
Okay. How is this? Muchachos, vamos a batear duro que tenemos que ganar el campeonato este año.
Well, that's great, Bobby. By the way, what does it mean?
Get in there and fight, you bums.
Get in there and fight, you bums. Oh, no.
The next time you suffer from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, take Anacin. You'll bless the day you heard of this incredibly fast way to relieve these pains. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven, active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. The next time a headache strikes, take Anacin for this wonderfully fast relief. Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30, economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. Get Anacin at any drug counter.
Now look, Bobby, when Senorita Cabana gets here, I want you to forget that you ever heard of Brooklyn, see?
Okay, pal.
Huh?
I mean, si, si, senor.
That's better.
Say, Archie, I think that must be the senorita coming in.
Well, there's one way to find out. I'll turn on me Spanish. Senor Cabana, adios, muchachacho, hasta la vista, tico, tico.
I do not understand.
I hope we ain't got another Brooklyn bum on our head.
Señor, permit me. I am Señorita Carmen Rosita Lolita Maria Dolores Chiquita López y Cabaña.
Very happy to meet the family.
Thank you. And you?
Me? I'm Archie. A peon. Hey. Let me look you over. Señorita, I read that you had besame, but I didn't know you had so much mucho.
I don't understand.
Well, what I mean is that dress you're wearing.
What about it?
Shouldn't wear it so tight. It's bad for the blood pressure.
Whose?
Mine. But leave us cut out this small talk. I don't want to let sentiment stand in the way of me greed. Tell me, senorita, how much, what the cost of your bill at the El Morocco last mañana?
$1,100.
I think we can meet the price. Senorita, how about ordering a couple of cases of, champagne or a barrel of caviar?
No, senor. I do not spend one single peso until I see your South American floor show.
What South American floor show?
The one you told me about on the telephone.
Oh, that.
I would harbor any big, loud boca. Okay, senorita, the floor show's about to begin. Maestro?
Hello, fanfare, por favor.
Doctor Shane. Buenas noches, senores and senoras assessors. Welcome to Casa del Duffy. A funny thing she happened to me on the way to the Pampas tonight. I met a couple of senoritas, Polly and Molly. Polly, she no like me, but Molly, she like me. So, I am cold to Polly, but hot to Molly. You get it, senor? Hot to Molly. Laid an egg, huh?
A whole Spanish omelet.
And now to please Senorita Cabana, our wealthy visitor from hands across the border, I would like usted to meet, Arstead, the Latin Sophie Tucker, Bobby Capo.
Dado la gracia del cielo, María Dolores, y en tus ojos en vez de mirar hay rayos de sol. Déjame que te cante, morena de mis amores, un bolero que ensalce tu garbo que es tan español. Olé, olé, te mueves mejor que la sola y llevas la gracia del cielo, la sal en tu pelo, mujer española. Olé, olé, tus ojos son tan pintureros que cuando las miro de cerca, perdido en su embrujo, soy tu prisionero. Olé, olé, envidia te tienen las flores que lleva su esencia en tu entraña del aire de España, María Dolores. Olé, olé, por linda y graciosa te quiero. Y en vez de decirte un piropo, María Dolores, te canto un bolero. Olé, olé. She moves like a breeze through the willow. Her smile sets the stars in collision. The moon is her pillow, María Dolores. Olé. But rather than call it mañana, let's sing my Dolores, el bolero de España. Olé, olé.
Wonderful, Bobby.
Bravo, bravissimo, magnifico. Archie, I would like to meet this talented senor.
I thought the song would do it. Senorita Cabana, I would like you to meet Bobby Capo, a lanceman.
Senor, es un gran placer.
Hiya, babe.
Kid, please. Look, senorita, now that you've met everybody, how about selling you a couple of cases of champagne?
Huh? Later, later. Senor Capo, you sing beautifully. So much better than those stupid Americanos.
Stupid Americanos? Look, sister, how would you like to have a punch in your nose?
Bobby, remember, the champagne customer is always right. Look, senorita, could we serve you a nice $200 blue plate or maybe a nice $50 hot dog?
Hot dog? Who eats hot dogs but crazy Americanos?
Now, look, you dizzy dame.
Bobby, no, the senorita's correct. In fact, I myself would no more think of eating a hot dog than I would to slap Eva Peron over the head with a wet transit. I agree with you, Senorita. Hot dogs is terrible.
Of course. They're only for people who go to the baseball game. Morons.
For $1,000, I gotta let her get away with it. You don't like baseball, eh, Senorita?
Say, stupid American custom. And the most stupid of all are those, how you call them? Those Brooklyn Bonds.
That did it.
Bobby, stop! Put down that pop bottle! You can't slug a South American dame. It's against Truman's Point Four policy.
I have been insulted on your old pony face. I go. Adios.
Wait a minute. Senorita, before you go, how about that case of champagne? Senorita! Look, Bobby. Capo, come here. You know what you've done? You just cost Duffy's Tavern 1,000 pesetas.
But she took a crack at the Dodgers.
So what?
Well, why couldn't she pick on some other team? Like, the Giants.
Just a minute. What about the Giants?
They stink.
They stink. Kind of says who?
Says me.
And your brother sings soprano.
Ah, your father talks to cops.
And your mother, she wears army shoes and tricks. Well, folks, tonight we close the tavern for the summer, but we'll be looking for you again in the fall. And before we say adios muchos, or whatever it is they say in radio circles, I would like to thank some of the gang that worked behind the scenes in the tavern. Our producer, Jack Cleary, my writers, Larry Ryan and Al Johansson, the engineer, Dud Conley, and Mrs. Ed Gardner, who starts the applause. And, of course, me old alma mater, Harvard University, without which this whole diction of mine would have been impossible. Good night, everybody. Hasta la vista till next fall. Good night.